Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
When we come up with dumb ideas, we like to talk to somebody who is smart to figure out if maybe we're onto something or if this is just half-baked and nonsensical. And so we bring on our buddy. We call him the best friend of the program. He is Doug LeMaurice of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Morning, Doug.
Morning to you.
All right, you ready for a half-baked idea?
Do it.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out how we're going to make the baseball season work because we're going to lose a boatload of games. This is my thought. What we do is we take all the series and we make them four-game series instead of three. Then what we do is everybody in the division, in the league, plays each other in a home and away four-game series, which brings us to 112 games. Then you weigh the divisions. So you do another home and away four-game series with the teams in your divisions, which is 32 games, which brings us to 144. What do you think of that idea?
Sounds good to me. I mean, I think the interesting thing about this is, I mean, baseball should be shorter than 162 when everything's going great.
100%.
You know, I mean, baseball, 144 is a better schedule for baseball anyway. So that sounds good to me. That sounds doable. And you know, they're going to have to squeeze, and we still don't know how long stuff's going to be out. But I am a fan of the doubleheader. I am of a generation when I was a kid and I went to baseball games, I went to more than a few doubleheaders in my life. So, you know, I understand, you know, times have changed a little bit, but especially with the new bullpen rule and you can't be using guys as, you know, willy-nilly and that kind of thing. I am in favor of anything where all of a sudden maybe you're seeing, you know, 8 or 10 doubleheaders for everybody all year.
Honestly, I think it's what we're going to end up with anyway, is we're going to end up with a boatload of doubleheaders on these weekends. And because the way that this is looking, I mean, I think Jeff Passan throughout May 1 is the like early day that everybody has got an eyeball on. So if you're starting May 1, these owners aren't exactly going to be like, no, let's give up money. This is the smart thing to do. Let's do the logical thing and ignore the millions of dollars we can make. Like, you don't become a billionaire on accident. So I think we're going to end up with a boatload of doubleheaders. And the fear that a lot of people have is, well, it's going to overlap football season. It's like, well, it's going to overlap basketball season too, because all of this is going to get pushed back.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you can't play baseball into December.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, there's only so much you can do. You know, basketball, basketball can play in whenever. But it's already ridiculous how cold it gets for the World Series. So baseball is potentially going to be faced with some, you know, the weather's going to make them make some choices that I hope, you know what, I mean, all of a society is adjusting for this, and I think this is obviously a scary, terrible time, but maybe the good thing out of this is there may be things in all walks of life that come out of this that people adjust because of this, and that as a result you say, you know what, we adjusted, we did some things better, and it wasn't so bad, and maybe that includes shortening the baseball season.
Well, like, I remember I can't remember the year. It was the strike-shortened NBA season where they only played 66 games and they slammed it all together. And it was unbelievable to watch. Like, I think they were doing even, like, 3 and 4, and it might have even been 4 and 5 in there that guys were complaining about. And it was an absolute blast for us as fans to watch. And I think that's the funny thing of all of this is we may end up in this spot where we're all going to need 4 TVs to watch everything that's going on a certain day. It's going to be out of control. So who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe some good can come out of this. We'll see.
And you got, you know, for the players, you got to keep them healthy. You can't jam them together too much. But the hard thing in all this stuff monetarily is nobody ever wants to shrink anything, because when you shrink, you lose. That's why the NFL wants to go from 16 to 17. Nobody's saying the NFL is going to go from 16 to 14. Nobody wants to shrink anything. But sometimes when you see how it works, maybe it opens your eyes a little bit.
I haven't talked to you about this, Doug. What do you think of the idea of a 17-game season?
I'm okay with it. I mean, I think they could be – maybe I'm not okay with it. I think you can extend the football season without increasing the number of games so easily. And there's so many times when there's 12 games on at 1 o'clock. I think you could go easily to two byes. I think you could go to three byes and have the same length of the season, still have everybody play 16, give these guys more rest, try to heal their bodies a little bit more, and not hurt the TV product, because it's all about the TV product, and you still would have a really good number of solid games for people to watch in multiple TV windows. So, you know, I understand the idea of wanting more content for the NFL, but if they're going to go to 17, maybe they should have three bye weeks. And I know nobody's talking about that, but you've got to keep the bodies healthy. But I think if you're creative, you can, you know, keep them fit and also expand your TV options.
I never thought of three bye weeks. That's really smart.
I mean, why not? What is the harm? And so, okay, the Browns don't play three of the weeks, but hey, I'm going to watch, you know, I'm going to watch Kyler Murray that week, or I'm going to watch, I mean, there's great football everywhere. So I don't understand why they can't just have slightly fewer games each week, but have even more overall content by just not having so many at the same time.
It avoids my dread of the whole thing, too, because they were talking expanded playoffs, and I'm like, man, I don't want to watch Duck Hodges and that crummy Pittsburgh Steeler team in there, and it's not just because they wear Steeler uniforms. It's the fact that I just don't want to watch Duck Hodges overthrow wide receivers. That's not good football. I don't know. A third bye might do it, man. That's a pretty good idea.
I would be up for that, yeah. And I don't mind, and I'm not in favor of expanded playoffs either, when it's, let's get more than half the league into the playoffs if you start, I start losing it.
Yeah, because my fear with 17 is I know 18's right around the corner. Like, that's because I know there's going to be a ton of people who are all like, no, 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 we can't do an odd number. That doesn't feel right.
Well, I remember when I started covering college football at Ohio State in 2005, they were still at 11 regular season games for college football. And then they went to 12, and now we have the four-game playoff, and now we have conference championship games. And so, you know, there was a time when if you were Ohio State, you played 11 regular season games and you went to a bowl. You played 12 games. Now you can play, if you have a great season at Ohio State, now you play 15. But as soon as in college football they added the 12th regular season game, if you talk to athletic directors, immediately when they made that money, they spent it. So it was like, well, we could never decrease because now we rely on this money that we didn't have before. So that's why once you start making the money off extra games, it's almost impossible to go back unless it's a desperate situation like this.
That's a good point. He is Doug Maurice of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. All right, so you put out this bracket of March movie madness. We gotta break this thing down. I need odds on some of this stuff, because I look at this and I'm gonna ask you if you've seen, I know because you did some of them you've seen and some of them you haven't.
Right.
So have you seen The Big Sick yet?
I have not seen The Big Sick yet. That is up next as the four seed against the only movie we've watched so far, which is the Mr. Rogers Tom Hanks movie.
Okay, I'm going to tell you now, that's a heavy sleeper.
So here's the thing, it's like, because you do have to keep in mind, it's funny, I'm getting a lot of comments from people like, oh, well, of course this movie's going to win. And then someone says, of course this opposite movie's going to win. It's my wife, me, and our two girls who are teenagers. And so, like, for instance, there's like a Talking Pig movie in there. And maybe in the general public, a Talking Pig movie isn't a one seed. But in my house, a Talking Pig movie probably is a one seed. So you also have to keep the audience in mind. But yes, I am very – The Big Sick was my movie because I want to see it. So I'm curious about it.
So and here's the reason. I'm not going to try to give everything away. It's very, very well done. It's a great story that everybody is going to enjoy. And it's why I looked at that and I was like, okay, that's a sleeper where if I had odds, I would definitely put a ton of capital invested in The Big Sick making a couple upsets. I think you're going to really enjoy that one. That's a really fun one. Now, the one that everybody is circling is A League of Their Own, which I like, is a really good movie. Have you seen any of the Marvel movies, the Avengers and all that stuff yet?
I have seen a few of them, not all of them.
Okay.
But yeah, we're not a huge superhero family, but my oldest daughter put in the Avengers against my wife's League of Their Own. And so Yeah, we have some really strange matchups in this thing. So that's the thing that's fun about it. We have Blockers versus Moonlight, which is like an Academy Award winner versus a teenage sex comedy. So, yeah.
Blockers is a good time. That one, I've seen, that's one of those movies, I have HBO, and they were just running that one on repeat for a while. And so I caught it like three or four different times, and it's pretty good. That one you'll enjoy.
I'm not claiming that this is good parenting. I'm just claiming it's a way to keep your family occupied for the next 3 weeks.
I'm with you. Look, man, I'm with you there. You got to do something. You've got to sit back and you got to at least come together as a family and talk to each other and figure this whole thing out. The other one I'm eyeballing, you will cry on Slumdog Millionaire. I'm just going to tell you now.
See, that's my wife. I have never been that interested in Slumdog Millionaire, but I'm very curious about it. So, yeah. I got Coming to America in there as my two seed, and I'm thinking that could make a run, too. It's going to be a good time.
That's going to make a serious run for you. Coming to America is so good. And the kids haven't seen it, I assume?
Hey, the kids have not seen it. My wife and I obviously have, but not the kids yet.
Oh, they're going to enjoy that one. That movie is – and actually, the funny thing is that movie's aged pretty well, too. Of all the Eddie Murphy movies, that one has aged pretty well. Because if you did 48 hours, you'd have to do a lot of explaining.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, we're pretty over the line in my house, but not quite at 48-hour territory yet.
Oh, Doug, I got breaking news for you. You mind reacting off of this?
Mm,
per Jason Lockenfor of CBS, the CBA has passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it looks like we're getting 17 games in an expanded playoff.
Interesting. I know there's such a divide there. I mean, it's the players come first. Their health and welfare comes first. I think the rank and file, I understand, you know, the average player, the guy who's going to have a short career, the guy who's going to maybe have some medical things to deal with in the rest of his life without millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank. I think those guys have to come first in situations like this. So if the overall membership was willing to give up that 17th game for what they felt was beneficial things for them down the line, then 17th game it is.
It's really tough to look health insurance and all of those different things in the eye and say no. I mean, I can understand where people are looking at that, and especially and a raise for a lot of guys who are on minimum salaries. I mean, that's tough to look dead in the eye and go, I don't know. You know, I could see where that makes sense too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed. I didn't want it to. Because the part of the clause I don't like most of all, Doug, and I swear I'll get you out of here after this, is the fact, did you see that part of it? Now, I don't know if it's actually in the CBA, but there was a rumbling that you could play 10 games. A team could play, no, it was 9 games. You could play 9 games overseas, which opens the door to move somebody to London. And I'm not loving that.
No, I'm not loving that either, but it also feels inevitable. And so, the world is expanding. But it just puts demands on people, you know. I mean, it puts demands on these guys. Everything's a little bit weird, so I think we have to accept that. But they have to, in these moments. You just hope the players, and not. I mean, I can, you know, professional athletes. There's lots of people that far worse off than them, but they really are putting themselves on the line, facing a potential lifetime of issues. So you just hope that it works out for them, and they have to, you know. If they're going to, that's how they're going to get the health insurance and the kind of stuff that they need. If they give up the extra game, they allow a move overseas. That's their bargaining chip. So I hope it works out for them.
I'm with you, Doug. I appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the movie bracket. I look forward to seeing you update it and that stuff. And if you need a play-in game, Rush is a really good movie. I just watched that last night.
I'll keep it in mind.
All right.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay inside and stay safe. Good luck.
You as well, brother. Take care of yourself.
All right. Yeah.
He is Doug LaMarisa, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer. He is the best friend of the program. We love talking to him about all sorts of nonsense. So 216-578-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. Folks, 10 years of labor peace for the NFL. We have a 17-game schedule and an expanded playoff field. What do you think? I'd love to get your thoughts. You can hit me on Twitter at the Sports Feller, 216-578-0092. Breaking news, the CBA has passed per Jason Lockenfora.